weather report.
Weather report. I did hear thunder. When I checked, it was less than it was more than 11 miles away, so we were in good shape. I was a little concerned about it happening, but we got her done.
All right, day two out of the way.
Day two's out of the way. One of the things that I was most impressed with our team today was the mental part of it. They've done a great job, especially our young guys, retaining what they learned in our OTAs and our mini camps. So it's pleasantly surprised in terms of the lack of mental errors that we've had in the first two practices.
When do you think you'll have your first padded practice?
Our first padded practice will be on Sunday, and it'll be a one a day. We'll have we will not have a walkthrough on that day, John. Our schedule is such that we will have a walkthrough in the morning, same practice, very similar to what we had today, although we will do some 9-on-7. Some of the things that we do in a padded practice, kind of let the guys have a dry run, and then on Sunday afternoon we'll let them come out and compete in pads. We will not have a walkthrough, though, on Sunday morning.
Any coincidence that Julio and Roddy picked on Robert Alford those last two plays before you blew the horn?
No, as I said yesterday, those young corners are, you know, they're going to be learning under fire. And every play is a learning experience for them, and they got to put the previous play behind them and move on to the next one. And you know, that's what a corner has to do. They're going against two of the best corners in the NFL, or they're going against two best wide receivers in the NFL.
You said yesterday that you thought that the passing was really good yesterday. Was it still the same today? You saw it?
Yeah, I did. And again, we're not going to emphasize our run game. It's really hard to evaluate your run game when you're not in pads. So you can really emphasize, and we had more passes in our scripts than we did in runs, and that was by design. And I thought we did a nice job throwing the ball around again today.
Anything outside Roddy, Julio, and Harry that's standing out to you so far?
Well, I think there's a couple of young guys that are going to grab the attention of the coaches over the next couple of weeks. We know that you know, Kevin Cohn and Drew Davis have some experience, but there's a couple of those young wide receivers that have made some catches, not only in one-on-one but in team situations as well.
Who's that number 17?
17 is our new signee from Syracuse. I can't pronounce his last name. Sally, but he was with us in rookie mini camp. He was a tryout guy, and we signed him and added him to our roster yesterday.
Coach, this division hasn't had back-to-back champions ever with these teams. How poised, I mean, looking at this team and how the offense is kind of hitting the ground running already here on day two, how poised is this team to kind of be maybe the first back-to-back division champion come out of the NFC South?
Well, this is the most competitive division in the NFL, and I think that is a strong statement that says how competitive it is. We've got to go out and we got to play our best football. Our three losses last year were against NFC South teams, so that tells you how competitive the NFC South is. We know each and every time we go out and we play within the division, it's going to be a battle, and it should be again this year. I think all four teams are very strong, especially at the quarterback position and on the offensive side of the ball.